Blog Talk Radio.
You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for the Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Hello, listeners. You've reached the Searcher's Roadmap. This is Rhonda Harrison, your host. I'm calling in from Happy Lucky's Tea House here in Fort Collins, Colorado. My guest today is Jean Slater, and she is an amazing woman who works with the angels and with higher levels of being. And with that, I'm going to bring Jean in. And hi, Jean.
Hey there, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm looking forward to our talk today.
Yeah, me too. And so much has happened since the last time you were on the show a couple of months ago. So let us know what new things you're doing and where you're at and what Spirit's telling you to tell us today.
I'm so glad you asked. Well, I'm really, you know, I'm gearing up to really focus on my Higher Guidance Life Coaching program, which is starting in January. And I want to let the listeners know that that's coming up. It's really different than any other life coaching program out there. And it actually started developing after I wrote Hiring the Heavens. And as you were starting to say, Hiring the Heavens was my introduction into this other dimension to which we all have access to. And once I knew that I had access to talk to this dimension, I had all kinds of questions. Believe me, I just, for 3 years, I journaled with my higher guidance asking, who are we? How'd we get here? What's this life all about? Does any of it matter? And during that time, my guidance requested me not to read any books about it, but rather to get all my information from them. And then afterwards, they would steer me towards books that would confirm what they had already told me. And so out of that came a whole program eventually called the Creative Mystic Intuitive and Higher Guidance Life Coaching. And so when we talk with our listeners today, not only would I like to be able to give them readings for Hiring the Heavens and committees that they can bring in to assist them with whatever they've got going on. But I'd also like to open up the conversation to Higher Guidance Life Coaching, and perhaps there's other issues that we can address as well.
That sounds great to me, and we do have callers on the line, but I'd really like to hear more about your new process that you're doing with the Higher Life Coaching, because I think our listeners need to know what that encompasses, and you know, and it's just fitting in with all the other people that I've been interviewing over the last 6 months since I started Roadmap for Seekers on Thursdays, and you were my first guest, and since I've read your book, I mean, so many things have happened in my own life that I could be a testimony to, but you know, I'd like to let the callers know that they can call in, or listeners can call in to 1-347-838-9142 and press 1-1, and we'll take your call, and you'll be able to talk to Jean in regards to what's going on in your life and where you're at with, you know, life coaching. And then, you know, always remember that you can listen to us in the archives. And Jean's done a number of shows with me. You can go back and archive those shows or any other shows that I've done, or you can Google search me, and it'll bring up all the shows I've done in the last 2.5 years. So with that, I'm going to let you talk more about life coaching and how this works and how this works on our independent levels.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So life coaching has become something that's a very popular career choice these days, especially with the availability of the internet where we can Skype with clients. No longer do we have to have somebody coming in your office and working one-on-one, although that's wonderful. With the internet, it has opened up the possibility of working with clients across the globe. And I think that has had a big impact on the popularity of life coaching. And who doesn't need a coach? Because, honestly, there are so many questions that come up in life. You know, what's my next step going forward with my career? What's going on with my relationship with my husband? What's going on with my kids? You know, no matter what it is, we've got questions. And wouldn't it be great if we could get some insight into what's happening behind the scenes and where we get some clarity and direction of going forward? Well, here's the thing, is that there's no such one-size-fits-all approach to what is success doesn't exist. And unfortunately, we've kind of been duped into that with the with programming from media, from society and conditioning, from parents and our peers, telling us that this is what your life should look like, this is what your goals should be about, this is what you should be striving for. And so often what ends up happening is that you work towards that. Sometimes you enjoy it and sometimes you don't. But even when you get there, oftentimes it isn't what you wanted. And I was talking with a singer who really did get to the top of her game, thought that's what she wanted. When she arrived, she realized, you know, it's not what she wanted to be doing. And she gave it all up, and there was something else that she wanted to go for. Well, wouldn't it have been nice to have that insight ahead of time to know where it is that you need to be working on, where it is you need to be going in order to bring the most of your talents and your abilities to this world? Well, Higher Guidance Life Coaching, what is so unique about it is that the coach lets go of any preconceived notion of what that success might look like. The coach comes in with a completely open mind and says, I have no clue what's right for you, but I do know your higher guidance knows, and that's who we have to talk to. And so the coach is taught how to connect with the client's higher guidance and let their higher guidance be the coach, because who could possibly know that person better? Who knows everything about that client, from every experience they've ever had in this life, past, future, knows their soul's plan, knows what it is they're wanting to accomplish? That's the part of that person that knows everything about them, and that's who we want to talk to. So Higher Guidance Life Coaching provides a very unique soul's treasure map as the kind of like to get a clue about where this person is in their journey of life and what treasure they're trying to uncover. And what the coach does then, through the help of their higher guidance, coaches them through their journey, grabs that gem that they've been looking for, and helps to assist them on their journey of life. It's so different and so unique. I'll just give you a quick example of how this works. One of my favorites is a lady who finally called me after her friend had been telling her for over a year to call me. She herself was a life coach. She had been trained in 5 different courses, had even written a course of her own on life coaching, and had taught in a university for life coaching. So this lady knew life coaching inside and out. But here's the thing. Most life coaching is based upon let's find out what your goals are and let's, you know, drawing out the answers from the client about, you know, well, what's right for you and where do you think you want to go and what do you think your talents are? Tell me about what gave you a lot of passion when you were young. You know, those kinds of questions, and we all have heard them. Now, that's all wonderful and great, but the problem is that you really, if you think you know your own thoughts, I would challenge that. I would tell you they're not your thoughts. They are conditioned thoughts, programmed thoughts. They are the thoughts of society. They are the thoughts of your parents. They are the thoughts of your peers. What you need to do is be able to get beyond that, underneath that, and the only way that you can do that is with the help of your higher guidance. So the reason that this lady finally was prompted to call me is that she was struggling in her online business. She really had a great idea for a business that she wanted to do, and yet 3 years into it, she was struggling and it just was not taking off. Well, a friend of hers said, you've got to call Jean. She said, why would I do that? I am a life coach. And this friend said, Jean's different. This is higher guidance life coaching, and she's just going to get in touch with your higher guidance and let your higher guidance be the coach. Well, finally, after a year, she called me. In one session, we got to the root of what was going on. And not only that, it had implications that went far deep into her entire life and something she had been struggling with for more than 30 years. So here's what happened. Her higher guidance asked her, okay, tell us why you want to do this program, this great idea for an online program that you have. Why do you want to do it? And she responded back with all the canned answers. She responded back with, well, I think it'll help a lot of people. I think that it's something that I found great strength and pleasure in, and I'm hoping that others will be able to do that too. I think it's just, I really want to help people with this. Now, that would sound really good. If you were a regular life coach, you would stop with that. You'd say, yeah, I agree with you. This is great. It's tremendous. And obviously you have a passion for it. So great, let's keep working on this. But a higher guidance said, no, that's not the truth. You're going to have to dig deeper. Why do you want to do this? And then she said, came back with more canned answers. And she says, well, I think it'll be a really great lifestyle for me. I can do this online. I can work from my home. It gives me a lot of freedom. So again, that sounds really good. And a typical life coaching, you would stop right there and say, yeah, okay, I agree with you. This is all right. But her higher guidance said, no, dig deeper. That is not why you're doing this. Tell us again, why are you doing this? And she got real quiet for a moment. And then all of a sudden she blurted it out. She said, because I want to prove my mother wrong. Oh, my gosh, you could hear a pin drop. You could hear a pin drop because that's exactly the hidden motivator behind what she was doing. And in fact, when she began to look back at it, that had been a hidden motivator behind so many things that she did. Well, you can imagine with that kind of a motivator, you're not going to be successful, are you?
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of
You're going to struggle. And that had not been brought to the light. Well, once it was, guess what, Rhonda? She never wanted to do that. You know, she realized if that was her motivation behind doing it, heck, I want to get rid of that motivation. So instead, we worked on the mother issue. And she realized she never wanted to do the business in the first place. She dropped it, And I'm telling you, this woman has been so happy ever since pursuing what she really wanted to do that had no connection with proving her mother wrong. So that's an example of higher guidance life coaching, how you got to get to the truth of what's going on. And guess what? The only one that really knows the truth is your higher guidance, because the problem is our thoughts are so programmed and conditioned.
And that's so true, that we do get programmed and conditioned by media, by, you know, ideas of friends or whatever, and, you know, and it gets us stuck, you know. And, you know, I've looked at some of the same things, because, you know, you and I have talked, I mean, beliefs have a lot to do with how we end up getting stuck, because we believe something that someone's told us that really doesn't fit us, or fit our main goal of why we're here in the first place, and why Spirit sent us here during this time. And I think that, you know, a lot of people get stuck in, you know, well, this degree looks good, or this program looks good, because I can prove to them that I can stand on my own or whatever. You know, whereas it's really about, you know, what are you doing, and why is this happening that way?
Right, and you know, it's amazing. If you, there are some really, really interesting books out there that talk about how cleverly media programs us, and we know that that happens in very subtle ways. We you know, it's not overt, but we become programmed. I can remember years ago. I want to say, could be 20 years ago, I was attending a seminar. At the time, I was had my practice as a traditional naturopath, and this was a well-known, respected supplement company. And the person giving the presentation said, in the next few years, you are going to hear commercials on TV for prescription medications. And I remember us all looking at each other and gasping, like, what? Commercials for prescription drugs? Rhonda, do you remember the day when that you never saw commercials for prescription drugs,
well, yeah,
right?
Now you see it all the time, and people are self-diagnosing themselves and going in and saying, you know, this is what I want. So the doctor writes them a prescription. That's been part of the reason I've been so sick, is that I had the belief that I had to be sick, because that was just part of my deal. And since I came out of that belief system that I don't have to be sick, and that I can prosper, and I can be in good shape, and I can be in good health, and I don't have to rely on all the Western medicine that hands us, you know, and all the diagnoses they hand us, you know, I got them scratching their head going, what do you do? You know, and it's like, I changed my belief system. You know, I don't believe you anymore.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Gosh. Yeah, we don't realize that our minds are being taken over and controlled. And if we don't pay attention and choose our thoughts and choose our beliefs, then we're going to go to the default of whatever's being presented out there. You know, I'll tell you, it got even more insidious. When this person told us that we would start seeing commercials on TV for prescription medications, they went on to tell us that they would disclose the side effects.
Yeah.
And so when you listen to these side effects, you think to yourself when you first hear them, who would take this drug? The side effects are, you know, you're going blind, or, you know, it's terrible. And even one side effect, I remember one commercial said side effects might include death. You know, and so you think to yourself, why would they say that?
Yeah, exactly.
And
I mean,
they told
who
us
to choose death.
Yeah, right. What they told us, the presenter said, was that the reason that they're going to be saying all the side effects, one of the reasons was to get us calloused to the idea of side effects, and that we come to expect that that's just part of it. That, yeah, take this drug, ask your doctor if it's right for you, and, yeah, there's side effects, but you know what? That's just part of it. You know, live with it. The benefits are so much better. You know, and that was to program us to be callous to the whole idea of side effects. And I think that's just insidious.
Well, it is insidious, and it's amazing how they, you know, gotten us to this point, you know, and that's why I think that we all need to listen to our higher selves, our higher divine, whatever you want to call it. Get violent enough to hear it, get, you know, humorous with it, and say, you know, death or an essential oil. Side effects of an essential oil are very rare, but yet, you know, a ingredient out of that essential oil is what's making that drug, but yet it, with what other compounds it mixed it with is what makes people so sick, you know, and it's like, and that's what I had to come to, you know, it's like, I'm tired of taking 30 pills a day, or 35, you know, and I'm down to 5 pills a day, you know, versus 35 a year ago, you know, and we're like, just going, how'd you do that? And it's like, I decided I didn't need them
anymore.
You know, and I just started using essential oils and remedies that I've been making for 25 years religiously and adding some other stuff to it and saying, you know, I'd rather do supplements than not have side effects.
Right.
You know, because I had all the side effects. I had systemic candida. I had heart arrhythmia. I had, you know, bone loss. I had, you know, you name it, I had it. And it was like, why do I want to continue on this path when I know that the divine wants me to be here, but if I'm going to be here, I can't buy into the Western world's idea of how to take care of this problem by covering it up with something.
Right. So, you know, just that whole thing of medication is one example about how our minds are programmed, and we have to take control of what those thoughts are in our head and what those beliefs are. And here's the problem, though, is so often we think we're telling ourselves the truth because we can often grab onto something that sounds good, you know. Oh, this sounds good. And we say, I'm going to believe that. But what if that really isn't our truth? And my whole thing is about teaching people and empowering them to get connected with their higher guidance so that they can get to their truth, and then and then teaching coaches how to do that for their clients. Because, you know, no one can say, no one else can say, not society, not a coach, no one can say what's right for somebody else. The only one that can say that is their higher guidance, because that's the only one that knows.
And when you talk about higher guidance, you're talking about, you know, other divine beings, other types of angels, you know, that type of stuff. I mean, I can remember when I was learning how to walk back in May, and you told me you have somebody that's in your committees that you're not seeing, and he rides a horse really well to help you get over the hurdles. Well, you know, 5 months later, I'm over the hurdles, you know, I'm through the gate. You know, but until I heard that, I didn't put it together. And then to make it sink in, I bought a pair of rain boots with a team of Mustangs running, you know, in the wild, so that I could learn to walk again and move past what I'd been told was my limitation. And, you know, and I think that's the thing that callers need to hear and listeners is that, you know, you can change it up at any point in time. You know, it doesn't have to be like that forever, you know.
I love your story. I think that's amazing. And that's what my book, Hiring the Heavens, is all about, too, is just recognizing you've got help. I use that term higher guidance to include your high self, your angels, your guides, God.
Right.
You know, it's all of the above. It's that part that is beyond, is not programmable. That is that part of you that mm-hmm. cannot be programmed.
Right.
You know,
no
media, no commercials, no voice from your parents. Nothing can program your higher guidance. Your higher guidance is that pure essence of who you really are, and takes you all the way to your truth. That's who you want to be talking with. That's who you want to create a daily conversation with, because that will become your guide in life and give you the direction you need. I am now a spiritual teacher. I had no clue that was on my path, none. It was my higher guidance that explained that to me. I could not, you know, when they told me the truth of it, like, went through me like waves, shock waves through my body.
Yeah.
I knew it was the truth. But there was nothing on the outside that could have told me that, because I would have laughed.
Exactly. And I'm going to let listeners know again that they can call into 1-347-838-9142 and press 1 once, and I'll put you in the queue so I can see you. And we do have one caller. Do you want to take her now?
That would
her
be great.
Alfina. Okay, just one moment, please. Hi, Alfina.
Hi.
So go on ahead and talk to Jean in regards to what your questions are.
Okay. My question actually pertains to relationships.
Okay.
Right now, I'm sort of in between two people, and I'm wondering which is a better choice for me.
All right. I'm going to just take a moment here, Athena, and get in touch with your higher guidance. And
okay.
Have you read my book, Hiring the Heavens?
No, I have not.
Well, I would highly recommend grabbing that book. And then also, once you do, put together a committee for yourself, a spiritual committee to help you with relationships. Now, are you – okay. So when you ask a question like, which one is better for me, that's a very misleading question. So your higher guidance, again, is the place where you can get truth. But when we ask questions like that, we really are not being specific enough. So for an example, do you mean which one is better for you for lessons that you have signed up to learn? Which one is better for you for long term? Which one is better for you to help you get a good job? I mean, you could put behind that word better, you could put all sorts of qualifiers.
And like to start a family with.
Oh, to start a family with. And all right, so let's try this. Let me ask your higher guidance if one of these two is on your path to start a family, and the answer is yes. And now, so I'm still not getting that I can answer A or B, because we don't have to name names. We can just say, you can think about the first one, just think in your mind, the number one is going to be an A, and the whoever you're thinking about will
be
B.
Do you want your initials?
Oh, okay. Initial would be fine.
The first one is R. The second is D.
R and D. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a question you need to ask yourself before you can discover which one is right, which one is the better choice. Okay. But one of them is. I will tell you that. But the question you need to ask yourself is, all right, so what I'm going to do for a moment is do a little bit of dowsing. I don't know if you're familiar with dowsing, but it's the use of the pendulum. And I have a chart book here. And there's a question you need to be asking yourself before you can have that question, your question, answered. And the question is about deserving. And so, so let's get the right question. It's about, it has the word, the question has deserve in it, but I want to find out what that exact question is here. Interesting. Okay. So there's a question you have about them, one of them deserving you. You know, I thought at first maybe it was about you feeling like you deserved their love. But you've got a question about one of them deserving you. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, I guess.
Well, I have to say that that one, you're going to have to resolve that question first, because that may well be, actually I do get that, that's the one that is right for you or right for starting a family with, but you can't build that relationship if you feel like they don't deserve you.
It's not necessarily that I don't think they deserve me. It's just there's history there, and it sort of was going in circles. And at a point, I just kind of let things go. I let it go. I'm like, okay, this is never going to work. As much as I love you and as much as I want a life with you, it's just not going to work. So I walked away. I removed myself from the situation. And this other person came along, and they kind of wanted to give me all those things, but there's things there that I need to consider, too. So what happened was the person from my past, the person who we have history, the person that you said is the right person, he came back, and it kind of was a totally different, like, shift. You know, he's like, yeah, let's do this and stuff. So it's, yeah.
Right, right. And so... So what your guidance is saying, open your heart to that relationship as if it was brand new and just kind of wipe the slate clean of that history. Because what will happen is, you know, that whole deserving thing, you know, that on an unconscious level, you may be setting him up to prove himself. Right? Now, what happens when we're put in a test situation and there's an expectation that says, I want you to prove that you really have changed, that you're really different, you know, I want you to prove this. And these are things that happen on an unconscious level, again. Well, oftentimes when we are setting up a test, on an unbeknownst to us, we're setting them up to fail. So what your higher guidance is saying, that's the one, but you're going to need to wipe the slate clean and come at it from a pure heart, open to new possibilities, and expect the best.
Okay.
I hope that was helpful, and thanks for calling.
Yes, it really was. I just want to. I sort of already knew, but I just wanted confirmation on it and sort of how to. I guess what you just gave me the advice to kind of just let everything go. But then at the same time, I'm like, what if he didn't let things go? You know, that's going to be a problem too. And I'm like, I can't. You know, like deal with that either. So.
Yeah.
But on my part.
I
will let things go.
Yeah, do your part. Invite him to do the same. And that's the one.
Okay, thank you so much for that.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you, Alfina.
You know, Rhonda, I got to tell you another story about how we do things on an unconscious level that
right.
really. Do we have time for me to talk about that?
Oh, yeah, we have 25 minutes. We have plenty of time.
Okay, I didn't know if you needed to go to a break or anything. But,
oh, no.
But I had a client that called me, and she said, she says, "What's up with me, Jean? I'm acting so irrational." You know, it's like, what is going on? And what she went on to explain was that the family dog that they had had for something like 13 or 14 years had passed away. They went through quite a mourning time for 6 to 8 months, and she finally decided that she wanted to get another dog. And she got her husband to be on board with it. He said, "Yes, we'll do it." And she picked out this dog, and then when they got the dog, everything was great for at first, but then the husband started making all kinds of comments. Like, "I'm not really sure we need a dog. You know, I don't know that this was a good decision. Here we are. We're empty nesters now. The kids have all gone off to college, and we have our freedom now. Why would we want a dog? And I'm not sure I'm really a good, you know, good dog master. We shouldn't have had this dog," and just making these comments. Well, every time he would make a comment like this, my client would go off the deep end. It hit her so hard. Emotionally, she would begin to just cry and cry. She's got to the point that it was so disturbing to her, she's thinking divorce. She's thinking, "I can't take this. I can't live with this man. It proves he doesn't love me. He doesn't want this dog. It proves he doesn't love me. And we've got to start, you know, separating and dividing up assets. We can't live together." So that's when she called me. It wasn't like she was expressing these thoughts, what she was thinking directly to her husband. She was just recognizing and observing how absurd they were.
Right.
Because it was perfectly logical that it was something to consider, being empty nesters. It was a time that they could travel. Why would they want to tie themselves down with a dog? And here she was getting crazy upset about it and so emotional. So that's when she called me and asked, "What's going on?" Well, when I got in touch with her higher guidance, what was happening was that on an unconscious level, and again, so we so much on an unconscious level, we're not even aware of what, you know, that's the problem with the unconscious, it's unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
On an unconscious level, she had a fear that now that the kids were all out of the house, what would bind her and her husband together? And in mm-hmm. the past, they had always had dogs, and that had been a point that had kept them together and something that they really loved to experience together is a dog. And so in her mind, she's thinking, again, on an unconscious level, now that the kids are gone, I'm not sure that my husband and I, we're going to have to get to know each other again.
Right.
What will we be like without our kids? And we don't even have a dog. Well, I'll get a dog. Then that will bind us together. So it was really a love offering that she had made to bind them together and have something that they would be working with together now in their later years without kids. And here her husband was rejecting her love offering and making all these comments, which is what just hurt her so deeply and made her cry, because it made her feel that, oh, no, there isn't anything that will keep us together. Now, none of this was rational, but it was happening on an unconscious level and needed to be brought to the light. So as soon as her higher guidance explained that to her, I could hear her. She began to cry on the other end of the line, and she knew the truth of it. And so now she was able to come to the situation and deal with what was really going on. And that was knowing that she loved her husband, she wants to stay together, and wants to find things that they can reconnect with now that they're empty nesters. And so it makes perfect sense, right?
Are you still there, Jean?
Yeah, so did that make sense, what she was going
through?
Oh,
yeah, exactly, and it kind of makes me look at a situation that I'm in right now where I've been using a business coach, you know, and I'm not really feeling it. I don't feel like my higher self is being involved in it like it needs to be for me to move forward. And it's like, you know, part of me is like saying, you know, I think I need to find something else to do. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe I need to talk to you to find out exactly where I'm at with my own business and my own, you know, desires and passions as far as the radio shows and that type of stuff. Because, you know, I mean, with this person, it's more like, you know, we'll spend more money and do this and this and this. And I'm like, why should I spend more money when I'm already on iTunes and I'm already have my radio shows going on, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's just not, you know, it's one of those things where you just go, do I step into it? Do I step out of it? You know? And then you're, but I think when you have those questions, it is your higher consciousness that's making you look at it, you know, of, wow, you know, I need to look at a whole other realm, you know, and a different way of looking at it so that I can move forward.
Right, right. And, you know, we definitely can talk. We'll probably, we can talk offline, and that would be great. Yeah, there is probably, you know, getting some clarity and direction. Connecting in with your higher guidance is where it's at, you know.
Well, yeah.
Your higher guidance,
you know,
does have the answers.
Me. Yeah, and you've helped me with that so much with writing that book, Hiring the Heavens. You know, and I've passed that around, given it to more people, more clients than I can even name, you know, and they're just like, how do you find these things? And it's like they come to me, you know. And through your book, you know, I developed a thing called Riding the Wave of Life with the Divine, you know, learning how to ride those waves and not try to catch them, but ride them instead, you know, and not chase after them, but let them come to you.
Right.
You know, versus, you know, all the struggle and stuff that society teaches us that we have to struggle to make it happen.
Right.
And
exactly.
I don't think our divine wants us to struggle. It's not about the struggle, it's about learning how to turn it over and give it to the divine.
Right, right. And, you know, I'm going to back up to something you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You said you decided you were not going to have those beliefs anymore. And I want to emphasize that word decided.
Right.
One of the things that I teach in my Higher Guidance Life Coaching is the importance of deciding. And I want to explain where that ability comes from. The ability to decide, which is your free will, comes from grace. And this is something that is way different than the law of attraction and, you know, how we're kind of told to that how our lives are unfolding. That ability to decide is that direct link to grace and free will. And that may sound obvious, but it's really not to people. And what I am saying is that you changed when you made a decision. And decisions happen on a daily occurrence, whether you decide to get up in the morning, what you decide to have for breakfast, what you decide to do for exercise. You're making decisions constantly throughout the day. And that is your free will. And what I'm inviting people to do is to recognize how powerful the idea of making a decision is, and how that is given to you by grace. So let's just take the animal kingdom. Do you think chickens wake up in the morning and decide what they're going to do that day? Or a cow. Does a cow wake up in the morning, you know, today I decide I'm going to do something different. You know, they pretty much operate on instinct, operate on survival. Animals, it's not like they're conscious and aware of their free will.
True.
So we are as humans, and that is given to us by grace. Grace is incredible, and the more that we can tap into grace, and I would tell you that the law of grace is even more powerful than the law of attraction. The more that we can tap into the law of grace, which the easiest way to do it is by hiring the heavens. That's mm-hmm. how I became acquainted with the law of grace, and I didn't even know it was happening. I didn't even realize it till after the book was written that I was tapping into the law of grace. I had no idea. But the more that you can tap into grace, then the more that you can become aware of your life, become aware of the choices that you're making, become aware of the beliefs that you're holding, and have the free will to decide what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly important. I'll tell you something else that you did that is key to your recovery. And again, this is not taught about enough, but you said no. And what you said no to is you said, no, this is not going to be my life. I am not going to be bedridden. I am not going to be taking 35 pills a day. This is not going to be my life. And then you decided what is going to be your life. And you began to change from that point on. And that's something that is not talked about enough either, is the importance of saying no. And I think we kind of got off track a little bit with a lot of the information on the law of attraction, where it said if you say no to something, you're really saying yes. Do you remember some of that teaching, Rhonda?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it got us afraid of saying no. But
exactly.
What happens is if you don't say no to something, you leave that option open.
True.
You leave that open as a possibility. What my guidance said is you must say no, and so that you close those doors and close that possibility and say yes to what you want beside that. And those are two key components of grace, and that is our free will, and that's a gift that has been given to us. Nowhere else, no other animal has the ability to do that, only humans. And so I want to say that and congratulate you, because that's exactly what you did, and that's why you're healing.
Yeah, and the healing is amazing. I mean, you know, doctors can't explain it. You know, I just got a phone call on my way down the mountain, you know, that I'm totally hepatitis free, you know, which is supposed to not happen, you know. And it's like, you know, I just totally changed my whole belief system that, you know, no, I'm not going out like that, you know. I'm going to change phones here real quick. I'm going to let you talk about how those decisions get made, you know, by us, and what brings that to the forefront, you know, for us to look at, you know, am I going to say no or am I going to say yes? And I'll be right back.
All right. So for the listeners, the importance of making a decision, the universe cannot support you until you make a decision. And my book, Hiring the Heavens, is all about how the universe really is here to support you and gives us unbelievable resources. But the first thing that you have to do is make a decision. And that requires connecting in with your own higher guidance to connect to your truth. Because, for an example, going back to the lady who had a website business, she decided she wanted to do that. Yes, she made a decision. But unbeknownst to her, what was going on behind the scenes on an unconscious level is was a motivator that really was not her truth and not where her higher guidance wanted her to explore. So by connecting to your higher guidance to help you get on your path and to make the decision that's right for you, that's key. And even with the lady that was calling in, you know, she knew who, you know, she asked which one is the right person to start a family with, and she knew who that was, and her higher guidance confirmed that. But came back and said, but you've got something in there that's going to be problematic if you don't resolve that first. And mm-hmm. so by getting in touch with higher guidance, you're able to get straight to your truth, get to the root of any issue, clear it up, and be free to make a decision from purity. And that ability to make that decision, oftentimes we have to uncover what we want to say no to as well, so we don't leave those options open. And that's exactly what Rhonda did in her quest for health. She said, no, I am not. This is not going to be my life. And this, and now these are my new beliefs I am deciding on. And she changed her health through that. So are you
and
back with us, Rhonda?
Yeah, and I've changed my life through that in a lot of ways. You know, because, you know, I've got people now that are just like, you know, we wouldn't have expected anything less from you, you know, because you were so determined to live life to its fullest and to be with people and help people navigate this life that we're in, you know, through my essential oils, through, you know, the saps that I make, whatever, you know, and through the counseling that I do. And, you know, people are like, we don't understand how you did it. And I said, I just quit believing that, you know, they were in control of telling me what was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started reading my body going, no, I know I can heal myself and the power is, you know, that great, you know. And, you know, so I'm just really excited about the fact that, you know, the divine does give us that inner strength to say no, and for listeners to understand that they can say no at any point in time, you know. And it's one of those things where you have to start getting more information to find out what's going on. But, I mean, a lot of the medications I went off of, I never even spoke to the doctors about. I just started weaning myself off. And pretty soon I wasn't needing them. I wasn't needing 5 inhalers, 5 nose sprays, you know, 10 or 15 heart meds and other meds, you know, and breathing meds. You know, it was like, no, you know. And now, you know, I'm off of all pulmonary meds and I'm off of almost all the heart meds and I'm on hardly anything. I take more supplements now than I do anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I know another client that she had a very rare disease that has a high fatality rate. And when she was diagnosed with it, they suggested that she go to a support group. She attended one meeting and stood up in the meeting and said, no, this is not going to be my life. This is not going to be my story. I'm sorry, I'm leaving. And she left, and she's one of the very few on the planet that has survived this and done, and not only survived, but healed herself from this disease.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is that people are... The majority of people think that someone else has to tell them what's okay in their life or where they need to go in their life or what meds they need to be on or what's wrong with them, rather than, you know, going inward and really looking at, you know, is this my diet? Is it, you know, something else? Is it my belief system? Is it, you know, all the media that I have in my sight all the time? I mean, for me, you know, I've gone 5 months with no TV, no outside media other than, you know, just the people that I work with in the radio departments, you know, and different healers all over the world, and we're all on the same page, you know. And that's why I think, you know, it's so important that we share the miracles that are going on instead of all the bad news.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, you're exactly right. And your higher guidance has the answers that you need to help you uncover what's the root of any issue that you're dealing with.
And
you
even
know,
what
that's
the
science
issues
are. Where we need to be taught to go to get our answers.
Right.
And rather than seeking first on the outside, is seek first within, you know? Because,
but, you know, society teaches us not to trust our gut and not to trust ourselves, and I think that that's where we have, you know, a lack in a lot of places where, you know, in other countries or other cultures, they go inward first, you know, or they go to, you know, the medicine person or whoever in their culture, you know, whereas with us, you know, we depend on the scientific part of the world to tell us where we're at and how we're doing, or the financial department, you know, depending on how our bank account looks, you know. And I've noticed that since I don't buy into that as much, things have improved greatly because I'm not playing, you know, the game out in society. It's more about me being proud of who I am from the inside out rather than from the outside in.
Right. And it's not that we don't need each other. I mean, if you connect, there's so many different practitioners that I see because my higher guidance says they would be helpful. So so I go within to get my answers about whether I should, you know, do I need help with this particular issue? And oftentimes I will need to seek the help of someone that is a professional. But I get my guidance about who to go see. And that way I save a whole lot of money because I know I'm going exactly where I need to go.
Going to the root of the problem, as they say.
Yeah.
Jean, can you give them your website and the way to connect with you? Because we're almost out of time. And it's been a very great show. And, you know, I think this, you know, higher guidance of life coaching is amazing. And I think that it's the wave of the future and that more of us are going to be doing that rather than going with just goals that we think that we need to do to make mom and dad happy.
Right, exactly. People can reach me at jeanslater.com. That's J-E-A-N, S as in Sam, L-A-T-T-E-R.com. There's two T's in there. And then they can also go to creativemystic.com. Both websites, both addresses will get you to the same place.
That's great. And listeners, you can reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com or Rhonda Harrison on Facebook. We will stop the show for today. And Jean will be back in 2 months from today with another show. We are, you know, getting the word out there as much as we can. And, you know, everything's always in the archives after the show, so that you can archive it and listen to it again and again, or pass it on to a friend. Definitely get her book, Hiring the Heavens, if you haven't gotten it, so that you can see her simple way of hiring the heavens and that it's not something that takes, you know, a master's in theology to figure out. And with that, you know, we're going to close the show today. Jean, thank you so very much for on this show. And
I
will talk to you soon, as soon as my phone is charged. So have a great day, and may everyone have a blessed week. And we will see you next Thursday and Friday on the Roadmap for Seekers and Searchers Roadmap. May you all have a blessed day.